Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington. A new food truck turned brick and mortar will bring the Gulch to Buchanan Street.
A popular Nashville honky-tonk is slated to open a spot in the airport.
Plus, barista parlor is taking up a good chunk of the entire bottom floor of a newly renovated building on 8th Avenue.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Let's talk about French fries. French fries in Nashville. Yes, our goal is to make you hungry in less than 60 seconds here in today's podcast. And we think we can do so with this place. I've actually never heard of this, but some of you may have had a food truck, fries from a food truck called Bag Ladies Chip and Fry Company. It started April of last year, April in 2021, where fries are not the sides, but the main focus.
Mm. They also say riches are in the niches. So that's a quote from the owners, which are two brothers, Brandon and James Littleton. And they are now set to open their first brick and mortar restaurant on Buchanan Street. This is going to be at 1402 Buchanan Street. And they plan over the next 2 years opening 10 locations.
I love that.
That's aggressive.
It is. And it really makes me want to try those fries. So, you know, we may have to cut this episode short so we can try these fries soon.
Unfortunately, their brick and mortar does not open until June. Their food truck is still traveling throughout Nashville.
Okay, we may have to go hunt that down. The brick and mortar will serve what made them a Nashville sensation, according to the Nashville Business Journal. Loaded fries like Brandon's favorite, beef in the streets, which is Philly cheesesteak, peppers, onions, mushrooms, and cheese. And James's favorite, Tennessee thing, which is beef, brisket, bacon, and green onions.
I think we just need to show photos of these fries real quick. Because if you weren't hungry while we're talking about this, you will be hungry after seeing
so this. Also, sides offered include burgers and wings. I love that the burgers are the sides here, and the fries are this main feature.
These fries look absolutely incredible.
Yes. So I am very excited about this. The restaurant will also have a full bar and helping to fill a void in the neighborhood as well. This will be close to and on the same street as Slim and Husky's Pizza and Birria, according to the Nashville Business Journal, and really kind of opening up the food scene there on Buchanan Street. So that's going to be a very nice option, having some of the best fries in Nashville and some of the best pizza in town right there on Buchanan Street.
If you're going to the Nashville International Airport anytime soon, you may be seeing a familiar Nashville restaurant in Terminal C or Concourse C, because we don't have a lot of terminals at the Nashville International Airport. So Concourse C, and this is Old Red.
So Old Red, depending on how many times you've gone out downtown in the last 4 or 5 years, that is Blake Shelton's bar and music venue, and they are now in BNA. The bar made the announcement. This was, I believe, last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That they're going to be in Concourse C. They don't have an official opening date right now. If you didn't know, Old Red is a part of the Opry Entertainment Group. So not only do they have a location in downtown Nashville, now BNA, they also have a location down in Gatlinburg.
Oklahoma, I believe they have another location.
Oh, that's right. That makes sense. That's where Blake Shelton is from. So for those not flying soon, Old Red serves customers at the downtown location here in Nashville. I think that'll be very interesting to see this guy. I mean, it's not new for B&A to have a honky tonk inside of it and in that kind of atmosphere.
Because Tootsie's has been there forever.
Yeah. So my guess, it's kind of the Tootsie's offering in another location.
Yeah. And Concourse C really only has Party Fowl and a few of the other like local coffee shops and stuff. So it doesn't really have that honky tonk experience.
Yep.
And you thought we were done talking about local food. We're not.
No.
So both Aaron and I went to Caliber Coffee, and I had their butter beer latte. And that thing reminded me of Harry Potter, and it was delicious.
Do you just feel like you're in the Harry Potter castle or Hogwarts whenever you're drinking it? Does it just transport you to Hogwarts, to that place?
I wish it transported me. The place that transported me to feeling like I was at Hogwarts was the University of the South at Swanee.
Oh, yeah.
Walking around those like old buildings, you're like, wow, I feel like I'm at Hogwarts. I feel like I can hop on a broomstick right now.
Yeah, because that's all you see. You don't see anything modern besides cars.
Yeah.
And that's about it. When I was at Calibre, I had something that I really never thought that I would taste before, and that is birthday cake flavored coffee. And it's not like this is not like a regular coffee and pouring creamer, or like birthday cake creamer in here.
It's
or,
not a coffee with a birthday cake inside of it.
Yeah, no, it's actually roasted to taste like kind of vanilla birthday cake. It was much better than I thought it would be. Whoever is roasting for that did a fantastic job. It was a very, very limited thing, so I don't even know if they still have it. But they have really good roasts over there, really good flavored roasts. So if you're going to Calibre, you want to check out kind of the things that they have. Ask them, hey, what flavor is your light roast? What flavor is your dark roast? What flavor is your medium roast? They're all, you know, very unique, and you can have a lot of different experiences there, even with just the regular roast and nothing added to it. Calibre is a highly caffeinated place, so if you really are looking for a good caffeine intake, go to Calibre Coffee in Donaldson. You will not be disappointed. All right, let's head over to Explorer's Nashville tip of the day. So not only was it our goal to make sure that you were extremely hungry by the end of this episode, but also desperately seeking caffeination.
Yeah, I'm feeling that right now. I feel like I need caffeination. And another really good place to get caffeinated is Americana Lounge, found in Wedgwood, Houston. This place has an incredible coffee. They also have live music throughout the week, so they have like jazz type music. It's just a really good place to take meetings during the week as well.
You know, it's a street parking place, so don't be expected to get a front row seat to Calibre Coffee, Americano Lounge. But once you're there, it's a great experience. Probably some of the best espresso you might find in town, as well as craft cocktails. They have a lot of options for food as well. Your sandwiches. If you didn't know, Wedgwood, Houston is like the sandwich capital of Nashville.
That's true.
And so you'll find a lot of sandwiches there, some breakfast options. So if you're looking for another coffee shop, if you already had Calibre and you're like, I need to find something else, you want to experience the neighborhood of Wedgwood, Houston, you'll get that because you'll have to walk through it to get to Americana Lounge. So try Americana Lounge in Wedgwood, Houston. Get yourself a good Nashville experience with a new neighborhood, Wedgwood, Houston, if you haven't been there so far. That is Explorer's Nashville tip of the day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code NASHVILLEDAILY to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
We promise this is the last coffee shop we're going to talk about today.
Are you sure?
No. Okay. But I believe 2 weeks ago, we had talked about the Gulch and how there's, you know, every time we talk about the Gulch, I say there's no room there. That is correct because really some of the founders of the Gulch are buying existing and renovating new properties in the Gulch. And that actually means something has to go in order to make room for this kind of new mixed use area and redevelopment. And one of the places that has to go is Barista Parlor in the Gulch, a popular coffee shop. Now they do have a location in the bottom of the W Hotel now.
Yep.
But their Golden Sound location in the Gulch, which is actually a fairly large location for them, is unfortunately moving.
Because it's becoming a skyscraper.
because this land is being relocated. Not the land's being relocated, but Barista Parlor is relocating because of this Gulch mixed use stuff that's going in there. But let's talk about where Barista Parlor is going, because I think this is actually going to be a pretty successful new location for them.
So we have Greg, the Google guy, on the street, and this is on Franklin Pike or 8th Avenue at this point. It hasn't changed names to Franklin Pike. And so they're going to be occupying 2,000 square feet of the 10,000 square feet available for this retail space.
This kind of fits in with the Golden Sound Gulch feel for it. A lot of daylight, a lot of windows for this location. But this, if the parking opportunity is correct, and if there's a lot of opportunity for people to park and be in this location, this is going to be a great location for Barista Parlor because they're going to get a lot of traffic along 8th Avenue. And it's not too far away from their old Golden Sound site. I don't know if it's going to be called Golden Sound again. That'll be very interesting to see if that stays. But I think this is a great location. This building is recently
renovated,
I believe. And so this is going to be a great staple. I love any kind of building, office building or whatever it is that has a coffee shop as a staple, I think is going to do really well.
And so this is part of the Paseo South Gulch development, and they're developing that huge skyscraper or two skyscrapers next to this building. So having a staple like Barista Parlor in this building before the other buildings are built is great, especially for the construction workers looking to get caffeinated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Okay, so not too far away. So Greg's not going to have to do a whole lot of running to get to this next location.
He's just going to have to hop the tracks.
Just a little hop over the train tracks. Good luck, Greg.
Yeah.
And we'll
like
find
playing,
her.
It's like playing Frogger. Because it's on Fog Street.
Oh, Fogger. So we're headed over to an area. Literally almost just across the way is Pie Town.
It's a little triangle that looks like a piece of pie.
It is. It's a very, very small, indistinguishable area of the gulch, essentially. But there's a Pie Town building that's home to longstanding service business Chromatics. And it's sitting next to the Tennessee Brew Works building that has been offered for sale with no asking price. We know what's all going to be going in these locations, don't we?
An apartment complex.
A skyscraper. I think these are prime opportunities for skyscrapers. So we'll head over to Greg, the Google guy, right here to kind of see where this is.
The unfortunate thing about where this is and that the building requirements in the Gulch or Pie Town, this may literally be the last standing view of Fort Nagley into southbound, seeing where the AT&T building is.
Yeah, it really could be. The view of the Fort Negley and then the long, far away skyscraper downtown scene may be blocked by this area getting developed, depending on how high these buildings are going to go, because it really is located on a high elevated area, and this is actually south of the interstate.
This is north.
This is north of the interstate?
Yeah, the interstate's right there, yep.
So just on the north side of the interstate, but still on kind of highly elevated land, while downtown you have to go kind of downhill into a little bowl area. So downtown, if some really large developments happen here, downtown view is going to be obstructed at Fort Negley pretty significantly.
So this business recently closed its doors about a month or two ago. I think it went for sale, but this was a printing business for high quality pieces of artwork and stuff like that. But now this building is for sale, and it's a disclosed price. So we don't know how much this is going to sell for, but it's a really great location. We're just going to turn it around so you guys can see.
So there's a giant
wall right there.
There are plans to relocate the business. So the business did not close.
The business did not close.
Yes.
Well, the business did close and it sold to somebody else.
Okay, I see what you're saying there.
So that's the view of the Batman building. So it's going to be a fully blocked view.
Yeah. So this is going to be highly, highly sought after real estate. I think it's going to be jumped on pretty quick because this is an area that is very much going to be somebody's going to be the first to be the developer in this area and really take advantage of the views that it will offer. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest things is being close to downtown, Wedgwood, Houston, the interstate, all within one small little area there, plus a great view of downtown, depending on what gets built there. So I think it's a win for a developer without paying the premium of like a Sobro location or a Gulch location. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a big, big area for developers.
Now, if you're looking to buy a new car and you want a different type of experience, there's going to be a digital showroom. And we talked about this over a year ago.
This was July of 2020 when we talked about this.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
That's a long time coming. And you may be wondering where this digital showroom is going to be going. This is going basically in a neighborhood called Rutledge Hill.
This is very interesting.
You can see this from the interstate, the backside of it. Now we have Greg the Google guy on the street looking at the front side of this. And what's going into there, Aaron?
So this is something that just seems very out of place, but nonetheless will be here. The high-end auto dealership company Sonic Automotive is moving forward to establish a presence for its Audi inventory in Rutledge Hill. According to Metro Perman, Sonic seeks a, quote, satellite service and digital automotive showroom on the four-parcel 0.96-acre property, which is located near 3rd and Lindsley, which...
It's literally across the street.
Which we've noted in the past wants to get the heck out of that area. VN LLC, they paid $6.6 million for the Rutledge Hill property in July of 2020. That's when we talked about this area. The nondescript warehouse on the site to be rehabbed once accommodated Nashville-based printing technology company Novatech. Apparently, this is where the printers were because this is not far off from everything that we've talked about today.
That's true.
This is not far off from 8th. This is not far off from the Pinetown area that we talked about. But the future business will be called, according to the permit, Audi Downtown Nashville, and Charlotte-based Progressive AE is the architect. We still don't know like 100% what the experience is going to be.
It's literally going to be LED walls, and that's how you're going to see your new car. That's what I think it's going to be.
A digital automotive showroom. Like, are they going to project like Star Wars holographics?
Here's your 3D rendering
into your car, and they give you a chair. They slide in a chair and then you're just surrounded by what
the inside
would
be. I have no idea.
And then you hit the invisible gas, and the LED wall acts as like a road.
And you're driving through the streets of Nashville. But I guess the good digital streets, you can avoid all the Nashville potholes.
Oh, no. I want those to be part of the experience. I think you gotta make it realistic.
But if you're driving on 8th Avenue, if you're driving on 8th Avenue in real life, not in the digital space,
you may
see a new apartment complex coming soon, because 8th Avenue is just going to have a lot of development. That's what you're going to hear a lot. It's Dickerson Pike and 8th Avenue and then Murfreesboro Pike. That's what's going to be the major development corridors.
Yeah, if you walk long enough, you'll be able to walk from that barista parlor to this new property in the kind of where 8th Avenue meets the Edge Hill area. It's going to be close to the W.O. Smith Music School. If you'll notice this, there are a lot of neighborhoods that are really prominent. Wedgwood, Houston is kind of just surrounding all of these announcements in this. But Edge Hill's kind of the focus of this mixed-use development. Details are emerging. This is courtesy of the National Post. According to a Metro document, the future building will stand 7 floors. Now, Edge Hill, this area is actually going to have, I think, a fairly good view with 7 stories. I think this is going to be a good view of downtown Nashville. It possibly could be one of the better views in the area of downtown. And it's going to offer 165 residential units and 2,000 square feet of ground level retail space. Not a lot, but at least they included it in there.
Yeah. It's enough for another barista parlor.
Right, exactly. Atlanta-based Niles Bolton Associates is the architect for this project.
So you may be wondering what this building currently looks like. Well, there it is. It's a ugly brick building that's found on 8th Avenue South. And as Aaron said, it's going to be 7 stories high. So it may be the tallest. It will be the tallest location in this
In the area, for sure. You can see, so in the background, you see that's where Belmont plays their athletics.
Yeah.
In the background back there, kind of to the left.
And it's up on a higher hill.
It is up on a higher hill. So you very good access to a nice park area, good views of downtown Nashville.
You could just walk over to Fort Nagley there. And then you can also walk to the Church of Scientology. So you can just have a good old jolly time regardless.
That's a good community right there.
Yeah.
So this is, I think, very cool to see that area is starting to have that development in it. It's one of those areas, you know, that development's coming, but it just seems like it's taking
forever,
a long time for that to happen. And I think it still will. I think it's going to be some of, not the last areas of that to be developed. But I think there's a lot of areas like Pytown, like Wedgwood, Houston, like the continuing of SoBro that are going to be developed long before 8th Avenue all the way to 440 is going to be fully developed.
Yeah. And we're going to have Greg, the Google guy on the street, looking at all of these different developments.
There you go.
Hashtag free Greg.
tomorrow's episode 800. So join us for some cool episode. It's not going to be anything wild or crazy.
We're going to talk about a bridge.
We're going to be talking about a new possible bridge in the East Bank for episode 800. We're going to do what we like to do, and that's talk about new developments like the East Bank. So we hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Nashville Daily.
To learn more about today's episode, visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And to stay connected, head to our Discord and you can find the link at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com/connect. Nashville Daily is now offering tours. If you'd like to take a tour of downtown Nashville, head to the link in the show notes or find out more details at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Nashville Daily Podcast is an Explore.Nash production. Copyright 2022.